Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Will you pray with me? Father of grace and mercy, we thank you that you have broken into our world and interrupted all of those things that would pull us away from the peace, the hope, and the promises that we have in you. Strengthen us now in the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, since last Easter, we were all in our houses watching church online. We thought that as we gathered together for this family reunion for the fall, as we begin things, that we would celebrate Easter again. And really, every Sunday is Easter Sunday. Every Sunday is a reminder that Christ is risen. And boy, do we need to hear that. Do we need to be reminded of that? How many times in the last year were you interrupted? Oh, I don't think we can count that high. If you have small kids at home, the number is probably off the charts. How many times in the last week? How many times today already have you been interrupted by something going on? The phone rings, it buzzes, it vibrates in your pocket, reminding you there's a new post, there's a new reminder of something coming up, someone wants to talk to you. We're interrupted all the time. Each time we're interrupted, it wants to pull us away from what we're doing and pull us into something else. And every time that interruption happens, we're a little less secure, a little less confident. Now, there are the daily interruptions that we have, the things that happen in our world that come from a broken world. You get the phone call that your daughter's at school and she's sick and you drop everything. And you go and get her and you take care of her needs, interrupted by disease. The boss needs something right away and he says, drop what you're doing and do this. And everything that you had planned is gone. And now you have to focus on this and then try to get your regular work done too. Interrupted. The guy behind you in traffic is not paying attention. You see the yellow light, you stop. He doesn't, and the back of your car and the front of his car meet. Interrupted. All of these things going on in our world pull us away from what we're normally doing, and they rattle us, and they shake us, and they make us feel a little bit more insecure. All kinds of things. You come home and the dog has been sick in the house. The water heater is dripping. The garage door opener is holding you and your car captive in the garage, and you're already late for work. Interrupted again. Interruption after interruption, and each time we're interrupted, it seems like something else changes. And we haven't even talked about COVID yet. There were all of those interruptions in our world before the late part of February and the early part of March. But when COVID made its scene into our world, we got really good at interruptions. Proms, graduation ceremonies, family celebrations, family reunions, vacation, worship services, Easter Sunday, weddings, funerals, jobs, financial security, all interrupted by this virus and what it's doing in our world. And every time that virus shows its head, every time there is an interruption from living in a sinful world, a little bit more of our security dies. With each interruption, there's more frustration. Our fear level rises. With each interruption comes unwanted change, uncertainty, and unintended consequences. And what adds to the frustration of all of that is that there does not appear to be a close end in sight for all of this. There's no end in sight for the interruptions caused by sin, and there doesn't appear to be one for the virus right now either. Well, we interrupt this regularly scheduled broadcast of our world's brokenness to bring you a message from the emergency broadcasting system. Christ is risen! There's plenty of interruptions in our world all the time, trying to pull us away from the hope and the security that we have, trying to pull us away from the great joy of Easter morning. That's where the text takes us today. We chose these texts for this service to be reminded again that even the disciples and the ladies that were there following Jesus, their lives were interrupted as well. It's early in the morning. In the dusky morning hours, and Mary Magdalene is heading back to the tomb to finish the job that she'd started a couple of days before. She's going there to finish anointing Jesus' body. When she gets into the garden, the interruptions start again. The rock is not where it was. The body is not where it was laid. Confusion. All kinds of things going on. Another loss, another change, another interruption into her world that was already broken by violence and death and sin. She runs and she finds Peter and John, the gospel writer, St. John. She tells them what she believes has happened. They have taken Jesus out of his tomb, and we don't know where they've laid him. Peter and John take off for the tomb. John outruns Jesus because he's quite a bit younger. John looks in. Peter arrives. Peter goes in, and he sees there is no body there. He sees the clothes that were wrapped around Jesus laying there. The head covering that was over Jesus' head is folded and laid neatly apart from all of the other places. And then John, who is still on the outside of the tomb, looks in. And his whole world was interrupted. John himself writes in the gospel by his hand, and he says, he saw and he believed. All of these interruptions over the course of the last 3 days, all of those things that have robbed John of his security, of his peace, of his hope, were interrupted by what he saw in the tomb, or what he didn't see in the tomb. Jesus was not there. John was, in the last 3 days, interrupted. His friendship with Jesus was really close. And yet, when Jesus was arrested, John ran in fear with the rest of the disciples. John was there, and he saw Jesus hanging on the cross. He saw his dead friend lifeless there. And then the disciples ran for fear of the Jews and hid themselves in a room. All of that was interrupted when John was there and he saw and he believed that what Jesus said was true. That he would be handed over to the hands of sinful men. That he would be crucified on the cross. And the third day, he would interrupt death. Rising again, stepping forward from our worst enemy and giving us the promise and the hope that nothing can interrupt this grace of God that comes to us. Every interruption that happens in our sin-filled world wants to send us off balance, wants to take away our security and our stability. Jesus interrupts all of that uncertainty with sure and certain promises for you. When Jesus was risen that day and appeared to the disciples for the first time, he said something to them that he had to repeat again and again and again and again and again for them and for us. He said, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you." He had to keep saying this to the disciples because they just weren't sure about the resurrection of Jesus yet. He had to say that to the disciples so that they would be grounded in this interruption of sin, death, and devil, that in Jesus' resurrection there is peace. In all of the insecurity, in all of the things of this world that throws at us, there is peace in a resurrected Jesus who has died for our sins, who has risen and overcome every sin, every death, and every devil, and has given us the promise that you are his. Mary was lost in her grief too. She went that morning to the tomb. And one thing after another was piled upon her. The rock was gone. The Savior was gone. Everyone around the garden seemed to be not helping her. She was so lost in her grief that she spoke to the angels without surprise. And she spoke to Jesus himself and did not recognize him. As she's trying to figure this out, trying to get a handle on her grief and the insecurity of everything that's going on, Jesus says something to her. He didn't say, "Peace be with you." He said, "Mary." He called her by name, bringing her out of her brokenness, out of her fear, out of her insecurity, and bringing her back to the fact that her Savior was now standing visibly, physically in front of her. And she responds, "My Lord and my God." You see, that's the way our Lord breaks into our world as well. He breaks into our world by calling us by name. He did it today for you too. He called you by name, and he made you his own dear children. And he has done that for us as well. Called us by name from death and from all of the insecurity that the devil would throw at us. And he has given us the promise that you are his children. Your sins are forgiven. Our sins are forgiven through Jesus' death on the cross. And no matter what changes in your world, the fact that Christ is risen, that does not, will not, cannot change. And these promises are for you. The same hope that calls us out of our grief and our fear and our worry has been given to us in the waters of holy baptism. In that water, our Lord promised us that your sins were forgiven, and he makes these great promises to us, the same ones that he had to speak again and again to the disciples. Peace be with you. When your world is upside down because the school district and everything else around us has changed its mind on what it's going to do, remember these words of Jesus for you. Peace be with you. When all of the things of this world, when death and disease and chaos and cancer come cascading down upon you, remember these promises that our Lord has spoken to you. Peace be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Every time your life is interrupted by COVID and chaos, it chips away at our security and our hope. And it doesn't take long that we would be completely overwhelmed, even over the smallest interruptions. The fear that all this change brings wants to separate us from Jesus, and the unrelenting hope that his resurrection gives to us. The fear that COVID brings, it wants to isolate us from the body of Christ and from his gifts given to us in his word and his very body and blood. All of that, all of those things that the world tries to throw at us was interrupted when Jesus rose from the dead. Fear was replaced with peace be with you. The guilt we have of how we deal with people in our world today, whether I wear the mask or whether I don't, was replaced by your forgiven. The sin that we struggle with when we have snapped at someone because we're just to our last nerve is overcome with "it is finished," and you're forgiven. Dear saints, Christ is risen. In a crazy COVID world that we live in, cannot change that. His love for you was shown through the cross and through your risen Savior. And he promises to be with you and give you his peace always. In the name of Jesus, amen.